Welcome to another edition of Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know. Presented by Patrick A. Heller of award-winning Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Take it away, Pat.
Good morning. All last year, Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell was touting how strong were America's largest banks. Supposedly, for example, J.P. Morgan Chase had a fortress balance sheet. Now the details are coming out that this isn't true at all. Of the 25 primary trading partner banks of the Federal Reserve Bank of New York, seven of them are major American banks. Six of those seven have seen their stock prices plunge much worse than the Dow Jones Industrial Average or the Standard & Poor's 500 Index thus far this year. Through last Friday, the Dow Jones average was down 9.25% year-to-date. The Standard & Poor's index was down 13.3% thus far in 2022. In contrast, the stock prices of the six of the Fed's American primary trading partners were down almost 18% to almost 25% year-to-date. Those six banks were Bank of America, Citigroup, Goldman Sachs, Jefferies, J.P. Morgan Chase, and Morgan Stanley. J.P. Morgan, America's largest bank, has seen its stock price drop 24.6% in just the first 4 months of this year. Only Wells Fargo's stock price decline of just over 9% was in line with the overall U.S. stock declines over the past 4 months. Several international banks that are Fed trading partners are also suffering huge stock price drops this year. Canada's Bank of Nova Scotia shares were down more than 25%. British Bank Barclays was off 28%. Credit Suisse in Switzerland fell over 30%. Germany's Deutsche Bank stock plunged more than 20%, and the French bank Société Générale stock this year fell more than 30%. The Fed has injected more than $10 trillion of emergency liquidity loans into these 25 banks over the past 28 months, and then done everything possible to delay informing Congress which of these banks received how much. If the stocks of the largest American and foreign banks are performing so terrible this year in spite of these massive emergency loans, what is going on behind the scenes that the public isn't being told? That's it for today. Come back next Wednesday for more Things You Know That Just Aren't So and Important News You Need to Know. I'm Patrick A. Heller, Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Thank you for listening.
This is a paid advertisement. The previous views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of 1320 WILS or MacDonald Broadcasting.